嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天看言英语的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你呢，要帮你准备英语面试。
Hey guys, this is interviewing Adam, interviewer Adam, I suppose, who will be helping you get ready for that interview.
哎，对，因为说到英语面试啊，很多人就会很紧张，对不对？Because it is hard. 中文面试我觉得都会紧张，更别说是要用非母语。
Right, exactly. So if you are...doing a job interview or going through a job interview in another language, my goodness, that can be challenging.
对，但我觉得也不用怕，就是事先做好一些准备呢，it really goes a long way. 对，你会非常的有帮助啊。其实我还收到过好几次用户的留言说，哎 ,Jenny, 我要做面试官，用英语去面试一个外国的候选人，这也反映了现在中国经济在全球的地位改变了，对不对？所以除了我们当 interviewee 被人家面试的，我们现在也当 interviewer 当面试官。
Yeah, that's right. That's actually a really good thing to mention right here is that we do have those two words, interviewer, interviewee. But of course, interview can also be a noun and a verb. It isan interview, but it's something that you also do. You can interview someone or give someone an interview.
是的。那比如我要参加面试，我可以说 I'm interviewing for a job 吗？我参加面试。
You can say that. You can say I'm interviewing, although that's a little bit unclear what your role is.
Right,
so are you the interviewer or are you the interviewee? Usually if we are the interviewee,someone is giving us an interview, we just say, I've got an interview.
I've got an interview. 那如果你是面试官呢?
You would say, I have to give an interview.
To give an interview.
Right.
Okay, 那不管怎么样，我们都希望你可以 ace 这个 interview.
Oh, yeah, kill it.
对, I love this phrase, to ace an interview or to kill it.
Crush it.
对，意思就是表现非常非常的好，对，不在话下。好，那我们今天呢，我觉得非常好的一个准备方法就是看一下这个面试里会出现哪些很 common, 很常见的问题啊，这些问题的类型。But before we get into that, 我想先问问 Adam, interview 一开始你们两个就 face to face 坐在那儿，你觉得这个时候要怎么开场，不尴尬，但是又还是显得比较专业的。
Well, you know, you're going to have to play this by ear, guys, because a lot of interviewers have a different style. I would suggest talking about something very simple. Nice day we're having.
就是你还是会说点这个小的 small talk.
Yeah, just get a little small talk in there. Most people are going to respond well to that. Of course, there are going to be people that do not respond well to that. But you will probably be able to tell. You can look at their face.
对，就是可能一方面取决于这个 interviewer 面试官的 personality, 他的类型，一方面也取决于这个 role, 这个工作本身，或者 the type of company.
Right.
这公司是什么样的，对吗？但我觉得 two-piece, 就是 keep it professional, 很专业，就不要太过随意。
Right. Oh man, I drank so much beer last night, I almost didn't come to the interview.
不是，不是，当然没有人会那样。但是呢，I think it's also good to keep it personable.
Yes, remember you are both people, you are both human beings, so you want to make it as comfortable and as smooth as possible.
对 ,personable 的意思就是就自然一点，对吧？就是是两个人在面试，所以也不用太紧绷，太紧张的在那里啊。好，那现在我们就开始跟大家说说 ,what are some very common types of interview questions?
Well, remember that the interviewer is probably going to have a copy of your resume or your CV in front of them. So they're going to be looking at your credentials.
对。好，那我们今天其实给大家分的这些问题类型呢，我们会举一些这个 specific 具体问题的例子啊，但我觉得就是分类法总是更有用一点。那第一类要说的这个问题呢，就是verification or credential verification questions. 好，那 credential 其实就是你有什么资历，对吗？
Right, so it's probably going to be a degree, Maybe some other sort of course that you've taken.
学历的，或者其实你之前的工作经历 professional 的这个
experience，
对，也是你的 credential、mm. 然后你用了一个词叫他们要 verify 一下、mm. verify 经常是什么信用卡 oh we need to verify it's you
right it's just it's a very official word that just means check to see if it's true
对验证一下、mm. 对吧好那在这个阶段、哦、to answer this type of questions, 你不用说很长你的 credentials 可能很多啊、
嗯、
或者我们刚大学毕业出来工作的朋友但你不必把自己去这个上学学的东西很讲得太详细。
嗯 ,would it be a good idea to suggest to them to remind the interviewer that they have the resume right there? So you could say something like, well, as you can see in my resume,、
嗯、
or as you've probably learned from my resume, I graduated from blah 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 school, and I've worked in blah 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 for...
对对就是 be concise. 这个时候你在give 一个像 summary, 一个 overview、mm. of your credentials,、
right.
对吗就不要每一个 item 都说出来。
Right. Oh, in my third year, I took a course on、African drumming.
你学过吗
I didn't take African.
非洲打鼓。
It's my regret. Biggest regret.
好、concise 就是要简明扼要 to the point.、
Mm.
像这个我觉得就是特别好的一个方法嘛就自己写下来可能就是三四句话但是你可以很熟的把它背下来、
mm.
因为我觉得 it's really important to get off on a good start.
Right, right. This, and this is a great chance for you to do that because this one is kind of a no-brainer.
对对对因为这个是很容易准备的啊。Mm. 好那接下来我们要看的这一类问题呢我觉得就比较 tricky 就属于很有挑战性的问题。
Right, so these ones are called behavioral questions.
Behavioral 就是行为的对吗、
mm-hmm.
行为问题。那到底什么是 behavioral questions 呢
Well, this type of question usually includes something like, can you give me a specific example of how you did that?
Oh.
Right. So on your resume, it's going to say, like, I am very, very proactive.、
Mm.
Well, they're going to want to know what that means in your own words, in your own experiences.
对，就是行为类的问题，基本上是在看你past behavior、
mm-hmm.
过往的行为你做了什么事或者你简历上写的哎，我取得了这样的 results 这样的 performance 那你这个业绩你现在来讲一讲、
mm.
对所以这一类的问题最主要就是你回答的时候就要给他一个 specific example
Right, exactly So I just use the word proactive You could say Oh, one time You know I was very proactive Was blah blah blah
对所以这个其实也是要准备因为基本上面试里面都会有这样的问题啊。
Mm.
好那其实有一个特别好用的思维框架可以准备这类问题的就是叫 STAR framework
Ah yes The STAR framework Situation Task Action Result
Well in corporate AmericaPeople love to coin these, like, acronyms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just they always talk about thinking outside the box. Actually, they love to think inside the box. And right now, the box is the STAR framework.
Framework. Okay. 那 STAR 就 stands for 刚刚的、具体是什么事那个 situation.、
Mm-hmm.
然后你要做的这个任务是什么你的 task 是什么、
right.
然后呢你具体采用什么途径啊 what action you took.
Right.
最后 achieve what result?
What result?
嗯，好，那除了这个 behavioral questions 呢，另外一大类也是 challenging 的问题就是
the situational or hypothetical question.
啊，场景性的或者 hypothetical 就是假设性的问题。
Right, so here the situation isn't a real situation.、
嗯、
it's an imaginary situation, but you can still kind of use the exact same framework
right.
here, right? So,whatever the situation is, I always remember when I was younger applying for retail jobs, it would always be the same hypothetical question. What would you do if you caught your coworker stealing?
Oh, 是吗?
Always this question.
So what would you do?
Oh, you just, you know, so the situation is you catch somebody stealing, you know, the task here is basically ratting out your coworker to the boss. The action is sort of the same thing, you know. Hey, boss, I just saw Jenny stealing a bag. And the result is...
Jenny getting fired.
Jenny gets fired.
or arrested.
Or arrested.
好，对，那 situational 或 hypothetical 假设性的问题，这里的重点其实你要show your logic, your thinking.
Right.
因为面试官会问如果对你遇到这样的一个通常是一个挑战吧、mm-hmm. 对吧你会怎么样你会怎么来解决这里重要的是你要 show 这个 approach, the step by step, 我为什么这样做为什么这么想因为有的时候这些问题没有一个 standard answer.
Right.
对吧就不是 right or wrong, 最重要的就是你可以解释自己的做事逻辑。
Right. Now, just one language point here, just one grammar point. When we are talking about hypothetical situations, we always use this would.、
Oh.
Right? I would do this.
对对对 What would you do?
Right. Well, in that case, I would do this or I would do that. If you say will, it's not wrong, but it will just sound better if you say would.
Okay. 好那接下来的一类问题呢第四类的问题就是更直接的问你有什么样的技能然后有一些工作是特别就是这种 highly skill based、
mm-hmm. Right, so in some ways this should be kind of a break from those hard questions、mm. 2 and 3 because you should be able to talk about your skills or your experience with toolsOr different technologies or specific industry knowledge.
对对对和你这个行业或者你这个工种特别相关的一些技能啊、mm. 诶你觉得作为一个开言英语的主播、
mm-hmm.
你的技能你的 skill 是什么、
拍马屁。拍老板的麻烦。
你应该说 拍听众 pandering, no, pleasing the audience.
I think the skills that I have here, I have a lot of audio.Skills
对,
that bring to the table here.
音频经验
Right, so that I had those skills long before I started this job.
Right, recording, 对吧 using your voice, your vocals,、
mm-hmm.
and also with software、
right.
and hardware.
Right.
对 Fifth type of interview questions, 我觉得这个很重要
Yeah, really important, and for some people, this one can be tough. For other people, I'm sure this one might be the easiest. It's your career-based questions.So what's your career plan for the next couple of years? What area do you want to develop in? The tricky part about this one, though, is to, you know, accurately and honestly express your goals, but to do it in such a way that it sort of
aligns
with the company goals.
对，还是要和这个职位和这个公司的目标是结合的。
嗯、
对，所以我觉得这样的问题，就可能也要看The candidate or the interviewee, 候选人是处在 what career stage, 他事业在什么阶段啊比如很 junior 的我们大学刚毕业出来就不一定所有人都会问你因为你很 junior 嘛、mm. 但是有的时候也会问 Anyway, whenever I get an answer for this type of questions, 我都觉得挺开心的 because it shows the candidate that 他就是很有自我的认知他非常有意识的在you know, carve out a career path for themselves.
Right.
就他的其实思维高度是有的。
Right. Do you remember when you gave me an interview all those years ago, what I said my goal was?
我觉得那时候我不是很好的一个面试官，我好像都没问你这个问题。That's the thing, because you also, 不是说面试官就是 know it all, 我自己就感觉比如我面试 Adam 的时候我的 interview skill 很差呀作为一个面试官、
mm.
But I was so lucky I got such a good employee 好我也很会拍你马屁好不好好今天跟大家分享了很多的 tips、啊 mm. Is there any more?
There's a good one, and this really applies to so many different situations. You're looking for a new apartment, basically any kind of interview. You really should prepare at least one or two questions for them. Even if they're just fake questions, just have one ready.
对，我也非常同意，准备好，不要太多了，一两个问题来问这个面试官，可以是和这个 role 这个岗位相关的或者可能公司啊行业相关的但我觉得 it really shows your interest and engagement、
mm-hmm.
对而且就是觉得你是很主动的嘛
exactly because that person is probably going to say, do you have any questions for me? And if you kind of sit there and go, I don't know, where's the cafeteria?
而且我发现啊，在那种 if you have a few rounds of interviews, 几轮的面试，我就面过候选人，他说我没有问题。但他说哦，因为前一个面试官我已经问过了，you know, which is better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
但我觉得其实同样的问题你也可以问另外一个面试官，因为他不知道你已经问过了嘛， right?
Right.
You really want to show that you're engaged and you really want this job and that you're intellectually curious.
Yes, but don't be too intellectually curious. You know, don't give them a really abstract, you know, what is the meaning of life kind of question.
或者和这个岗位特别不相关的，我觉得也不要问，因为这样可能觉得你逻辑性不是那么强啊，分析能力 prioritize 的能力好像没有那么强。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望对所有要参加英语面试的朋友有用。我们今天准备这集节目的时候，其实就是看我们开言的英语面试课程系列，因为我们这套课程是我们跟我们非常专业的 HR 同事们一起开发的。Because a lot of the times, when I look at those interview English lessons, 你就觉得是就没有行业经验的老师写的，然后就不是那么现实。
Right, like every single English interview lesson that has ever been prepared in the history of the world contains what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses?
对，然后自己真的做业务以后就会发现绝对没有人会问这种问题。对，好的，那希望我们今天的节目对你非常有用。然后如果你想提高自己的职场英语能力呢，也可以看一下我们开言的会员课程，因为它是很好的结合真实职场场景和英语口语的一套课程。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.